Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. And thank you for joining today's study of God's Word. We have been looking at the book of John, and we're just going to continue with John 17 today. And my prayer is, as we look into God's Word together, the entrance of His Word will bring light to us and understanding in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, so John 17 records the prayer of Jesus for Himself, for His disciples, and for all believers. So, you know, in the first part of His prayer, which we're going to be looking at now, you know, we see that Jesus kept calling suffering glory. He said it was time for Him to be glorified, when in reality, it was time for Him to be crucified. You know, and that's something very beautiful. It's like seeing the reality, and then you're like, no. It is not about what it is about what God has said concerning that thing. So Jesus keeps saying, I will soon be glorified. And we know that glorified is going to come with a lot of suffering. So, and that brings me to saying this morning. And that's the fact that no matter what you're going through, maintain positive confession. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Your confession is very important. Be as careful as even when you don't have money. Don't even say, I don't have money. Say, I don't have current Nigerian currency for now. Hallelujah. As it be so careful of the words that comes out of your mouth. I mean, do everything possible to maintain positive confessions at all times. And I pray that God will give us grace to do this in Jesus' name. So even if it is dark, declare light. Even if you're in your night season, declare that my morning is coming. My morning is here. So you need to learn to declare the right words. And I pray that the Lord will give us strength to do this in Jesus' name. Now, Jesus was praying, and in His prayers, He mentioned what eternal life is all about. And just for the sake of, you know, the disciples, so that they can have an understanding of what, you know, eternal life is. And then eternal life to some believers sounds like, you know, a very big word. But Jesus simplified what eternal life is to us. And would you rather take Jesus' example or the example of, Jesus' definition, or the definitions of scholars, Bible scholars? I would rather take the definition of Jesus. So eternal life is simply knowing God. God revealed Himself to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob in diverse ways. You know, He has also revealed Himself to many people in the Old Testament. You know, but the easiest way to understand who God is to understand God through Jesus Christ. And Jesus says eternal life is knowing God. And the beautiful thing is that we cannot fully know God. What I mean is, you cannot come to a point now and say, yes, this is the final. I have known God finally. So if in that case you cannot fully know God, you need to every day have that desire and earnestly ask that the Lord would reveal Himself to you. The beautiful thing about this is that you cannot decide to know God by just studying and say, I want to read books. I'm going to read encyclopedia. I'm going to read books on demonology, eschatology, homiletics. I'm going to read a lot of books, and then from my reading, I'll be able to understand who God is. Unfortunately, God reveals Himself. So the only way you can see and know God is for you to open your heart for God to reveal Himself to you. Imagine that the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the chief priests and the religious leaders, they had read the Old Testament. They read so much about Jesus. They read so much about God. They had a form of understanding of who God was supposed to be. And then when God appeared, they killed God. I mean, Jesus was actually both man and God when He was on earth. And then, you know, they were expecting to see someone else. When Jesus appeared, they could not wrap their head around the fact that Jesus was a perfect image of who God is, how would God, a whole God, sit down with sinners and be eating? You know, how would God be dressed like this, looking so casual? You're supposed to be wearing regalia, you know, massive wears garments. So they had a different understanding of who God is. So when Jesus appeared, they had to kill him because they didn't know it was even Jesus. So it is not just by studying. As much as it is important for you to study your Bible, you need to tell God to reveal himself to you. May God reveal himself to us in Jesus' name. Now, verse 6 to 16 talks about the fact that everything belongs to God. You know, Jesus made a very vital statement in verse 7. He said he has ensured that the disciples would see that all he had were from God. He didn't want them to at any point in time give any credit to him for anything. He made them see that there was nothing he did and that there was nothing he could have done, you know, without the grace of God upon his life. You know, now, if Jesus, the all-knowing and all-powerful, can still credit God and say that, oh, see, there is nothing I could ever do without the grace of God, how much more you? There is no beautiful or excellent thing you can ever do that can be as excellent as Jesus when he was on earth. Everything Jesus did was perfect, excellent, you know. So there is nothing you can do that can match up with all what Jesus did. And that same Jesus credited everything back to God. He said everything, and I'm repeating it. I said this two days ago, thereabout. See, even the slightest of things, make sure you give the credit to God. The smallest, I'm thinking about the smallest thing we can ever do. For me, I think maybe cooking, even defecating. You can't even defecate all by yourself. I mean, there are people that they have to pass a lot of pipe. I've seen people that they cannot even eat via their mouth. They need to pass pipe and then they give them fluid. I've seen severals. I've seen loads of everything that you can achieve on earth. You only can do it by the grace of God. If you can talk like I'm talking now, you're a motivational speaker, you can teach, you can motivate people. Who gave you that grace? Who gave you that gift? This is why we should never have any proud person in the world, if possible. Why are you proud? What do you have that was not given to you? We should never be proud at any point in our life. Even the money you thought you worked for, it wasn't you. God still helped you to make that money. If you were sick for a whole week, you wouldn't have been able to make that money. So the one who kept you alive to do that work, give the credit to that person. And even if you were old and elderly and you are going to work every single day to make money, the fact that you made the money and you did not spend the money on something else, you can still give the money to someone, is by the grace of God. Because there are rich people that are making so much money, but they are using that money to do surgeries, to buy loads of drugs and medications. So everything you have, you must always acknowledge God. And even if you are using your money, and you're listening to me now, you are using your money for surgery and all of those things, there is still something God is doing, you know, that should make you know that whatever is happening to me now, God knows about it. And if you're born again, you're a child of God, no matter how bad that situation is, it is eventually going to turn around for your good in Jesus' name. Amen. So because of our time, I'm just going to end with this. Verse 17 to 19. You know, when Jesus was on earth, the Bible referred him to be the light of the world. But when he left, he changed the order. He said, we are now the light of the world. So every believer is expected to carry on the assignment of Jesus when he was on earth. This assignment is for some specific people, but because they have been set apart by God for it. So if you're a believer, you are part of those God has set apart for this assignment. And that assignment is for you to be the light of the world, you know. So Jesus knew that the disciples could not do this without his prayers. So he had to pray for them. And one of the many prayers that he prayed for them was that they will be sanctified by God's truth. They will be sanctified by God's truth. And that's my encouragement to you. You are set apart. You are the light of the world. So wherever you go, you need to shine as light. People need to look at you and say, what kind of breed is this one? What kind of human being is this man? This man is different from every other person. Let people look at you and you just look amazing. You just look different. Let that be your story. Let that be your reality. That everywhere you would step your foot, anywhere you go, that you would carry that light. You would be so bright. You would shine. You know, this is what is expected of us as believers. And how do you show? How do you become the light of the world? It means wherever you go and there is darkness around that place, the light of God upon you will dispel that darkness. Anytime you're in the midst of people who are corrupt, who do terrible things, you use your own light to kill that. You know, just live the life that is pleasing to God. You know, and I pray that the Lord God Almighty will give us grace and strength in Jesus' name. I want to thank you for joining to this podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah.